Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At outset, I would like to thank Ambassador Victor Dolides of Georgia for his work on the meeting of experts. And we also take note, good note, on the annex to the factual report presented by him on his personal capacity. Thank you very much. Mr. Chair, stronger action is needed to reinforce international cooperation under the BWC. As we have stressed in my delegation's initial statement, the Biological Weapons Convention has two fundamental pillars, non-proliferation and technological and scientific cooperation for peaceful purposes. In the road to the 9th review conference, state parties should renew their commitment to improve cooperation and technology transfers as a vital element for the implementation of the convention. As a matter of fact, Mr. Chairman, we must always stress that the huge majority of states parties to this convention never ever did produce or even intended to produce any kind of biological weapon, and that we see this convention not only as an instrument for disarmament and prohibition, but as a means to develop international cooperation for the benefits of biological technologies for the good of mankind. Cooperation activities should be enhanced without prejudice to the economic, scientific, and technological development of the state's parties. Brazil understands that actions and initiatives under Article 10 should abide by the needs and aspirations of recipient countries in accordance with other dispositions of the BWC. Discussions within the ISP have shown the unequivocal importance of prioritizing capacity building with a view to successfully implementing the convention. Brazil has an experience that has been shared during the MX1, particularly in cooperation activities in Latin America and with other Portuguese-speaking countries. We also like to take this opportunity, Mr. Chairman, to reiterate Brazil's position in favor of discussing a multilateral mechanism for export control, which should allow for guarantee in impeded access to equipment and materials required for research in biosafety and biosecurity activities. We underscore that there is a regulatory gap in the convention represented by the lack of a multilateral, transparent, and balanced export control regime, in the absence of which the transfer of reference equipment and materials needed for research and other biosafety and biosecurity activities may be hampered. As a matter of principle, the provisions of this convention should not, under any circumstance, serve as a pretext to prevent the transfer of technology, materials, and equipment for peaceful purposes, particularly in the fields of sanitary control, detection, diagnosis, and control of infectious diseases, production of vaccines, and other biological materials. Mr. Chairman, the potential creation of a post of cooperation officer within the ISU is one of the issues under consideration, upon which we may have to decide during the 19th review conference. As we have stated in the general debate, Brazil sees the discussion on a cooperation officer bound by the discussion on a cooperation committee. In fact, they are part of the same set of measures to improve the cooperation activities under the aegis of the BWC. However, there is an important technical and budgetary question demanding further clarification. Which do the proponents of the idea of a cooperation officer mean by hiring an additional staff to the ISU, or the role of the cooperation officer could be played by one of the three permanent staff of the implementation support unit on the rotative basis? It is not a trivial issue, since it will have budgetary impacts, besides the need to discuss a criteria for the selection process of a new staff, if this is a decision taken by state parties in 2021. Thank you very much, Mr. President.